The only thing crazier than satanic Nazi pedos is satanic Nazi pedos doing ritual magic to channel demons into our world. Find out who these weirdos are today here on Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. Now today, part three of our Dark Enlightenment series. Surely you've listened to part one and part two. Links are always in the show notes. Well, not always, but I'll put them in the show notes for these. We're headed into even stranger territory. We're going to talk about a subject matter I actually revealed in December of 2021. The Order of Nine Angles, a satanic magic cult. And we'll explain who they are. We'll talk about sacred geometry, ties into H.P. Lovecraft, Anton LaVey, magical systems, Nazis, and so much more. And we're going to fit this into the Dark Enlightenment series because it's a fringy offshoot that might be part of the problem. There's these other groups. We're not really going to get too deep into it, but they're affiliated. 764, Maniac, Murder Cult. And if you haven't heard of any of those, boy, have I got some bad news for you. They have infiltrated America, and they're connected with the accelerationism philosophies of all these tech nerds. That is what this whole series is about. It is about their attempt to overthrow the Constitution. That's right, folks. I am now the new Alex Jones. I'm the one to tell you the truth about what's going on in the world today. I'm here to black pill you into knowing that things are not good, and we need to stand up and make some changes. All right? I play a small component in this. You play a small component in this. Together, we can collectively stop these nerds. All right? So let's talk about it today. Wow. What a setup. The introduction of Nine Angles. I talked about this twice in December of 2021. I had an episode on my supporter bonus feeds, Patreon and such. So scroll back to December of 21. Infernal Geometry and the Left-Hand Path, The Magical System of the Nine Angles by Toby Chappelle. It was a book that I walked you through, and you loved it. You thought it was wild and out there, and I said, you are correct, yes. Then in December 21, I interviewed William Ramsey, the legend, about his book, Global Death Cult, The Order of Nine Angles, Adam Waffen, and The Slaughter of the Innocents. Anyone can listen to that. Links are in the show notes. December of 2021 is when we got into it. A real Christmassy time frame. So as you recall in the first two parts of the Dark Enlightenment series that you already listened to, that you're caught up with, I talked about how the accelerationism philosophy contains bits of racism in it, right? Nick Land has a Dark Enlightenment essay, and if you look at it, two-thirds of it is talking about race stuff. And the accelerationists believe that they can, the white racist, white nationalist type racist dudes, I mean, I don't want to gender assign, maybe there's females in there too. Generally, it's probably a male-dominated organization, I would argue. But the accelerationists believe that they can spark a race war so that they can achieve their end game, which is white ethnostates. I just can't imagine wasting this much energy on needing to see people of your same skin tone running the place. I don't get it. You know? Call me crazy. So today we're going to look at an extreme far-right racist group that connects into all of this, which I believe it reveals why, if you're paying attention over the last few years, you know that Pepe the Frog has these sort of tendencies to pop up in racist circles. Elon Musk doing Nazi salutes, and Joe Rogan and these people are like, no, that was a Roman salute. And like, I was standing on that business, like, bull crap. He did it twice in a row. And is he racist? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't do that. Either he's racist and he's part of this problem, which I lean more towards, or he's trolling because he's a troll, a nerdy troll. Like, these nerds, like, grow up, dude. Grow up. Like, I don't know where. Anyway, I don't want to get on my soapbox this early. But anyways, Elon Musk is doing Nazi salutes, and half the country's like, no, that wasn't what it was. Then the other half is like, bro, what are we doing? What's happening? Well, this is what's happening. I'm telling you. I'm revealing it in this series. And Elon was promoting replacement theory. Then he says he wasn't. I'm like, oh, okay. You deleted the tweet. You must have thought something was up. Because it connects into satanic magicians and neo-Nazi groups. All right, this is a fringy thing. I'm not saying that all these folks are into this level of depth with it, but I think there is a system where these fringy groups I'm going to talk about today are channeling satanic forces, and then occult nerds like Nick Land and Curtis Yarvin are tuning into this, like I talked about in part two. They're tuning into something, all right? And this is the something, and I'm going to prove it to you because you'll find out that these I'm going to give you the this plot spoiler here. In part two, I told you, Nick Land was like, yeah, these H.P. Lovecraftian old one entities are channeling information and driving us down this path, and we're tuning into it with the CCRU and all these occult practices and magic and stuff. Aleister Crowley, CCRU Kabbalistically equals 666, ha ha ha. And then today I'm going to tell you, these satanic Nazi groups, guess who they're talking to? Guess who they're channeling powers to and from and such? H.P. Lovecraftian old one. So, yes, this is a critical component to this. Now, if you were paying attention, I told you we had a bonus episode from December 21 talking about the book Infernal Geometry by Toby Chappelle and the Order of Nine Angles. And you're probably thinking, Isaac, bro, times is tough right now. I'm on my Dave Ramsey right now. I can't afford your incredible services. Well, I'm here to do you a solid, fam. I'm going to give you a short recap on it. So even if you can't swing that, I got you. Let's do it. Okay? Order of Nine Angles. Why is it called that, right? Stupid name. The nine angles, it refers to the pentagram and the trapezoid. The pentagram, using sacred geometry, the golden ratio, right? Because that's like what the Pentagon is. And this ties into all kinds of crazy stuff. Because the guy who was the architect of the Pentagon was also part of the Trinity, Manhattan Project. Same dude. But it's golden ratio in terms of the lengths of the sides and the angle between the, vertices and such. Point is, the nine angles is symbolic of a candidate transforming the self through carefully planned action. It's the same reason that Anton LaVey called his organization the Order of the Trapezoid. This all goes back to sacred geometry and Pythagoras. And you already know, because you listened to part two, that Nick Land is into all this stuff too. Sacred geometry, Kabbalah, numerology, esotericism, magic, the works. I'm going to read you from the Infernal Geometry book. It says, the nine angles refers to, in their eponymous ceremony, are visualized as an inverse pentagram superimposed on a trapezoid, the nethermost point of the pentagram extending beyond the lower horizontal of the trapezoid, with the upper points of both figures coinciding. Since a regular pentagram embodies the golden ratio, and the connected trapezoid is drawn in proportions derived from the distance between the two upright points of the pentagram, the combined figure is predominantly composed of line segments divided into the golden ratio. As such, the angles function as a type of sacred, or more accurately, infernal geometry that provides a symbolic and practical model of transforming the self through carefully measured introspection and action. Sounds boring, right? I look at this, when I hear this, I think, okay, this is similar to practitioners of Kabbalah, right? They look at the 10 Sephirot on the Tree of Life, and they're like, oh, this is my practical model of transforming the self of man into God. Similar. And then later in the book, we hear about these angles, the nine angles, and it's related to John Dee and the Enochian language from the angels. It says, the other inspiration that the Enochian keys provided to Anton LaVey's magical terminology were the references to angles. Angles in Enochian magic are another name for the quadrants of the tables used in conjunction with the invocations and sigil construction. By tracing out letters in certain configuration using these tables, the names of the different celestial and elemental beings associated with Enochian magic can be derived. As with the recasting of the angelic rendering of Enochian into more satanic terms, LaVey also made connections between these strange angles illuminated in the text with his own theories of the law of the trapezoid. Angles, angels, it's all related. Right? Now, I promise this won't be this nerdy the whole time. And if you refer to the book later on in Infernal Geometry, they talk about the magic rituals. The ceremonies are the ceremony of the nine angles and the call to Cthulhu. And it tells you straight up, it's directed, it's influenced by H.P. Lovecraft. And the magic language they use is called the language of the great old ones. They call it Ugothic. And it says that the rituals were contributions from Michael Aquino, that was like the left-hand man of Anton LaVey. Now, again, recall in part two, we talked about Nick Land saying, hey, there's these forces on the outside, these H.P. Lovecraft old ones, and they're telling us things. Well, same thing, right? Same difference. Pushing mankind down the path. So it starts with these racist satanic nerds doing magic, these Nazis. And then Nick Land and these philosophy nerds are doing occult stuff. And they're like, hey, what are these? What's going on here? Who are these entities? What are they telling us to do? Oh, they're telling us to kill ourselves? Cool. Now, the guy who started Order of Nine Angles, David Myatt, a.k.a. Anton Long, had made contact with three covens in Shropshire in 1968 and then moved to London. He joined a bunch of secret societies. He was practicing Golden Dawn magic and Aleister Crowley. And he completed a ritual of the Infernal Adept by traveling to Scotland and completed the ritual near Loch Ness, which, as you know, Aleister Crowley was out by Loch Ness at the Bolskeen Estate, where he did a bunch of, was it the Abramelin rituals he was doing? Anyway, it was like this long, drawn-out procedure that they say he kind of was unleashing all these entities recklessly a little bit, okay? So apparently this guy was there too. Now, they describe the sigils. You can nerd out with this if you wanted to. But the short version is that the rituals and the stages are of a sevenfold system intended to provide the initiate with personal and magical experiences for insight. And then it goes through all this sort of, you know, they use planetary forces and, you know, a lot of pagan sort of talk. But what's more interesting is that they talk about the gods that they're communicating with. It says, the section in Naos about the 21 dark gods states that they are actual entities in a causal or spiritual universe, and they may be considered timeless and chaotic. Now remember, all of this acceleration talk was about the chaos and increasing entropy, and they want to sort of accelerate into it. It says, they can be made manifest upon the attainment of a certain level of consciousness. The abyss separates human consciousness from the consciousness of the dark gods. According to Myatt, legends recall that the dark gods visited Earth several times in the past, reaching our planet through the use of portals or stargates. Which, side note, I did a survey on the Patreon about what they wanted for their bonus episode for March, I think. And a lot of people wanted the portals. So I'm going to start working on that. I'm hoping to get it done by summer. It depends on what happens in the world. Now, William Ramsey's book also talks about how they would open stargates through the use of sex magic, right? But the point I'm trying to bring out here is the reason, because a lot of people say, why are they doing this? Because they're trying to elevate their consciousness to the level of gods, and they think they can do it this way. Then the next question, why are they racist? Well, it says right here in the book, the Mass of Heresy, one of their rituals, involves Nazi esotericism with the use of a Nazi flag, a copy of Mein Kampf, and a picture of its author, Adolf Hitler. The ritual begins with a statement of belief. Adolf Hitler was sent by our gods to guide us to greatness. We believe in the inequality of races and in the right of the Aryan to live according to the laws of the folk. We acknowledge that the story of the Holocaust is a lie to keep our race in chains and express our desire to see the truth revealed. So there you go. They're doing magic. They're talking to entities. H.P. Lovecraft's demonic old ones. And these demons are like, hey, you know who we liked? Adolf Hitler. And then these magicians are like, cool, let's do that. And that is maybe why Kanye West is doing all this crazy stuff. He tweeted a Civil War, the Captain America Civil War meme, and had him on the side of Adolf Hitler. And he was selling swastika t-shirts and all kinds of stuff. So that's kind of the background on the Order of Nine Angles. Now let's fast forward a bit. Because like I said, I did that in December of 21. In September of 23, I've been sitting on this for a long time, waiting for the right sort of, show to bring this up. In September of 23 on The Guardian, they talked about the arrest of a man named Angel Almeida. I'm going to read to you from The Guardian. An arrest on gun possession charges in Queens, New York in November of 21 has led the Federal Bureau of Investigation to a pedophilic Satanist extortion cult that has victimized dozens, if not hundreds, of minors. Law enforcement discovered the organization known as 764 and a range of aliases while investigating alarming social media posts made by Angel, a 23-year-old resident. Now, if you go to the FBI's website, you'll see the aliases. It says the violent online groups use many names, including 676, 764, CVLT, Court, Kaskar, Harm Nation, League Society, H32, and so on. On September 12, 2023, the FBI issued a public warning about 764, noting the group is deliberately targeting minor victims on messaging platforms to extort them into recording or live streaming acts of self-harm and producing child SA material. Says the group is targeting children between the ages of 8 and 17, particularly young people of color, LGBTQ+, and so on. Researchers familiar with 764 indicate the group's members cultivate ties with minors through a wide range of platforms, like Roblox, Discord, Twitch, SoundCloud, and so on. And they use Telegram to communicate, which it calls the platform of choice for many far-right extremists. It says members use threats, blackmail, and manipulation to get youth to record videos showing the self-harm, animal cruelty, sexual acts, and even suicide. The footage is then circulated among members to extort victims further and exert control over them. In the group's channels, members share violent gore videos depicting torture, lethal violence, and other such acts to desensitize viewers to ultra-violence. That's an interesting term, right? You heard that in Clockwork Orange, the ultra-violence. But the idea is, desensitization, which is a very common tactic. The abuser will sometimes kill pets, make them watch. You see this in some of the supposed MKUltra stuff. I don't know how true those things were. Anyway, the key motivators, according for the group, is to gain notoriety and rise in status within their group. Documents and sources familiar with 764 indicate the group is an offshoot of the Order of Nine Angles. Ah, there we go. A violent, subversive amalgam of esoteric Hitler worship, Satanism, and Wiccan tenets that American authorities recognize as a terrorist ideology and has been connected with murders and attempted terrorist attacks in U.S., Britain, Germany, Canada, and Russia. Sources with knowledge of 764 indicate the group as a network of a couple thousand participants and hundreds of highly active members who generate and disseminate the bulk of child videos and gore videos, so on. Like many online-based extremist groups, 764 involves people around the world. People in the UK, Germany. I saw a documentary said Ukraine. A German teenager who was accused of murdering his foster family in Romania is suspected of participating in 764. And that ties us into Angel Almeida, because the FBI was directed to him by an anonymous tipster flagging his social media account, which had images of violence against children and violence against animals. In one of the posts, Almeida expressed support for Dylon Roof, the white supremacists who massacred African-American churchgoers in Charleston 2015. Another showed him toting a shotgun while shirtless and wearing a skull mask and crossed bandoliers of rifle ammo with his flag in the background featuring the Order of Nine Angles symbol. They searched his apartment. They found a 9mm, bandoliers, books about the Order of Nine Angles, flags of the Order of Nine Angles, an offshoot of the 098 group called the Temple of Blood, and so on. The most telling item was an 09A Blood Covenant featuring a blood-smeared drawing of a hooded figure with glowing red eyes surrounded with sigils for four 09A deities and the caption Vindex, Nithra, Satan, and Abatu. At the bottom of the page is an oath. A covenant signed, it says, quote, a covenant signed in blood, may the devil walk with you always, Satanae Manibus, which means by Satan's hand in Latin. Similar indicia have been found in possession of 09A-influenced killers in Britain and Canada. The and wasn't that the, what was that dude's name? Oh, my brain isn't working today. Listen up, folks. It's hard fighting tyranny. There was a Henry Lee Lucas, that dude, there was a, they made a movie about it, a really gory movie, and he killed like a bazillion people and said he was part of a satanic group, and it had the name like Satan's left hand or something. And then George Bush, what do you call it, like got him off death row, like exonerated him or pardoned him or something. It was crazy. Crazy story. But it made me think of this, by Satan's hand. So if you go to the court document, you can see what they're referencing there. And it has a photo of the sketch. It's like a sketch of the Zodiac Killer and the sigils marked with the blood and photos of the books that he had. He had the Necronomicon. He had Peter Carroll's Liber Null and Psychonaut and an Introduction to Chaos Magic. I'll put it on the Instagram at Isaac Weisop. Like and subscribe. I'll put it on the episode artwork, probably, actually. And the court document spells it out more specifically, by the way. It says, in or around September and October 21, the FBI received several tips regarding an individual named Angel Almeida, who, according to tips, possessed firearms, was violent, and posted sexually explicit images of children online. Specifically, on or around September 22nd, 21, an individual identifying himself, herself, only by first name, contacted the FBI and wrote, anyway, but he posted pictures of children wearing bondage wear, which ties us into the Balenciaga thing. Remember that? We talked about that in part two. Jake and Dinos Chapman with their crazy artwork and the Balenciaga thing where they were showing kids in BDSM gear. Well, homeboy was posting it too. Threats to kill and sacrifice and RAPE people. Let's see. He met up with a 16-year-old once and blah, blah, blah. Now, let's talk about that picture because I mentioned the covenant he made with the devil and it said Vindex, Nithra, Satan, and Abatu. Well, what's interesting to me is that that is mentioned in William Ramsey's book. I'm going to read you from his book. It says, the Black Book contains sections on satanic chants, satanic orders, and organizing satanic temples. Of particular interest is the section about the invocation to the dark gods, with the intent to open a stargate and invite them into our plane of existence. To open a stargate and return the dark gods to our causal universe, a crystal tetrahedron made of quartz is required. This should be as large as possible, made from a natural shape by a skilled operator. The participant is instructed to begin the ritual during the night of a new moon on an isolated hilltop. The invocation begins with the priest repeating the phrase Nithra Ketune Atazo. So that Nithra god is summoned in that as well, which we talked about that earlier about opening the stargate through sex magic. Could it be they're doing a worse kind of sex magic, if you know what I'm saying? Like they're messing with the kids? I don't know. Also, the name Vindex that you see on there is the name of David Myatt, the founder of 09A. A book that he had that talked about destroying Western civilization. See, that's how it's all tied into accelerationism. They all want the end of this thing. The book's called Vindex, The Destiny of the West. And it's interesting because it talks about the cycles of history and the cycles of civilization. They're always into this, like, oh, time to bring about the golden age. And it's like, dude, just stop, you know? But let's wrap up about Angel in this Guardian article. Let's see. Angel had served an 18-month... Okay, he'd been arrested for burglary, firearm, yada, yada, yada. So they hit him with the child P and exploitation charges from the 764 stuff he was doing. Said he had coerced a teenage girl into having a sexual relationship with an older man and convinced another girl to cut herself, record the act on camera, and send it to him. Apparently, he was pretty violent in the courtroom, including attempts to attack a Justice Department staffer in the audience and his own court-appointed counsel. What a jerk. So anyway, the trial was scheduled for December 4th of last year, and I couldn't find an update if he got convicted or what. Maybe someone smarter than me can find that. But he's looking at a maximum of life in prison. But wait, there's more. We're almost done. But I got a few more things, and we're going to hit the conclusion. If you go to New York Post, they have another article about the agendas of these groups. So the mainstream media is covering this. I mean, it's not top headline, but if you've been paying attention, you see this stuff. So sources told The Guardian that 764 is an outgrowth of an older, larger organization known as the Order of Nine Angles. Yada, yada. Yeah, you know this, right? But they're bent on the overthrow of Western governments. The group, commonly referred to as O9A, believes the West's Judeo-Christian heritage corrupts modern society. As such, it wants to replace the current order with a new imperial order based on fascism, social Darwinianism, and Satanism, which is what I keep telling you guys. The Church of Satan doctrine is social Darwinianism, which is tied into libertarianism. I'm not trying to say like libertarians worship the devil. I'm just saying that they have common goals of the strongest survive, the biggest, richest person on the block should run the block. You know, a very sort of corporate view of the world. Like, there's no place for equality in there at all. There's no place for taking care of the meek and the poor. You know, it's a very anti-Christian ideology, in my perspective. O9A followers are encouraged to commit random acts of extreme violence, SA, and the calling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, of human victims to accelerate the breakdown of the current Western system. And it's been more influential among neo-Nazis in recent years. And we talked about that term calling, C-U-L-L, on the Infernal Geometry book. And it comes from the husbandry term for the sacrifice of animals needed for religious stuff. And the Satanists think that they need to do that to human beings, to us. Okay? Especially Christians. A common trope you'll see in all these occultists and Crowley and Parsons and Blavatsky and LaVey and these weirdos, they don't want us to be around anymore. Which makes sense when you're like, oh, it's because you're talking to demons and like they're possessing you. Okay, I got it. The group's wild beliefs, which are typically shared by offshoots like 764, also promote and celebrate RAPE, pedophilia, and murder as ways to shatter societal norms. So, in conclusion, I mean, to defend Satanists, this is like the worst part of satanic worship, because the Church of Satan is kind of more of like witchcraft and magical spells and just hating Christianity, which is like, it's fine, whatever. I get it. Sometimes I hate Christians too. Some of them are gross. I'm like, did you even pay attention? What are you doing? You're supposed to take care of people. What are we doing? And these groups represent kind of like the darkest version of that, right? Not that I'm defending the Church of Satan or Satanists, but you know what I'm saying. Or as the whole society would say, oh, this is completely unfounded satanic panic. It's like, no, it's not. There's some things going on here. And if you want more on this, because believe me, there's actually a lot more. I would recommend you check out BX on Twitter. BX underscore on underscore X. We followed each other. I should do a collaboration here at some point. But she's got a Rumble channel with a multi-part series that, I mean, I watched one part of it and I was like, okay, that's enough internet for the day for me. And I'm going to go back through and watch the rest of them because there's like, I think it's like a 5 or 6 part series where she dives into this kind of stuff. Someone on Patreon directed me there and I was like blown away, to be honest. And the video I watched was just jam packed with information about the Maniac Murder Cult, which has a bunch of AKAs. Like the FBI was saying earlier, there's a bunch of aliases, MMC, MKY, MKU. And this all is accelerationism groups from like Ukraine and or Russia, depending on who you want to believe. And they've been plotting terrorist attacks against America, specifically the West, to accelerate their dark agendas, which, again, aligns with this dark enlightenment push. This total destruction of democracy. And I mean, it's wild. Like, these guys, they're dangerous, obviously, right? And they initiate themselves into these orders by filming violent acts. They have a point system, and you have to maintain a certain monthly point system to stay in the group, which involves you filming yourself, you know, doing RAPE, child stuff, murdering animals, murdering people. And it sort of goes into these underlying online groups, underground online groups. And I'm not an expert, so I couldn't tell you like where the Order of Nine Angles starts and 7-6-4 ends, and but they're all sort of like similar, right? And they've been arresting people all over the world for this kind of stuff because they apparently admire terrorist groups like Al Qaeda and ISIS. The one group had a plan to have one of their members dress up like Santa Claus and go through Times Square, New York City, and hand out candy that was laced with poison ricin and commit a mass murder of children. They wanted it to be the highest level of casualties ever. And the FBI, thank goodness, was able to sort of infiltrate and cut that off. These are dangerous groups. And what I'm saying is they have a common goal with a lot of the accelerationist nerds that we've talked about in part one and two. Curtis Yarvin, Nick Land, J.D. Vance, Peter Thiel, all these people who are trying to like dupe you into destroying your own country and ripping up the Constitution. And I don't know that J.D. Vance is doing satanic magic rituals to H.P. Lovecraft, to the old ones, but I'm saying he has a common goal with these people, and that should cause everyone to pause and be like, wait a minute, what? And the description of it fits very well. It's social Darwinianism, you know, survival of the fittest, you know, and this ties into the Great Reset. This ties into the globalists who subscribe to a form of eugenics, and they call us the parasite class. They want to get rid of us. They don't want to take care. They don't want any programs to help people out. They don't want to feed kids. They don't want us to have Social Security. They don't want none of this stuff. And I'm not saying there's no critiques to any of these things. I'm just saying that they for sure want to get rid of it because they're like, no, let these people starve to death and die. That's literally what they want. Because the Great Reset is all about corporate power, keeping the rich rich and powerful and in positions to keep, you know, flexing on poor people. They want a surveillance state. They want to treat us like sheep. They want to, this is the calling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, right? Even in William Ramsey books, they describe it as the new aristocracy. I'm going to read you from the book. It says, the Order of Nine Angles developed the art of calling into two main types of victims. One is the individual, the other the collective calling. The individual is called upon, the individual is called, wait a minute, what? The individual is called and their rotten character exposed. The implementation of combat, insurrection, and revolution as a means to implement long-term strategy is considered the collective calling. And that's like part of the blackmail. They're trying to show people how corrupt people were. They want you to lose faith in humanity, basically. And this is part of the Great Reset. This is the New World Order. It's based on a fascist corporate ideology. They were like, oh, we need smart cities and seasteading institutes. Well, those are surveillance states, right? And there is this, make no doubt about it, there is a strange overlap between the traditionalism stuff, accelerationists, white nationalists, and these satanic magicians and neo-Nazis. They all want an authoritarian dictator. And these people believe they can become gods and that the sheep like us don't understand and we're going to get what's coming to us. And I told you this was a dark episode, and I'm glad we're done with it, because now we're going to wrap it up in part four, coming soon. If you want more on these topics, these dark topics, I went much deeper with those two episodes from December of 21. Links are in the show notes. But come back for part four, because this one's going to be the icing on the cake. It's a big one. It's a show about Elon Musk, and I'm going to tell you about how he's, my theory about how he's got a Neuralink chip in his brain, and he's channeled one of these AI demons into it, and we're letting one of these H.P. Lovecraft demonic possessed people destroy our country. And I know this sounds crazy, but I got a lot of proof to back it up, including sex parties he was doing, satanic sex parties he was doing with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, and the Dark MAGA is a reference to all this stuff, and he's actually doing a lot of the New Atlantis stuff from Francis Bacon, and it's insane. So I'm going to record that for you guys as soon as I can get back in here. So stay subscribed to this podcast. And again, if you want to support the show, there's options. You can do direct support, like on the Patreon or the other support platforms, and that helps the most. But if you're on your Dave Ramsey right now, leave me a 5-star review. I got 1-star haters. They don't understand. I trigger them for whatever reason. I need your help. 5-star review me, please. On whatever app you listen to is great. Apple's probably the preferred. Spotify as well. For some reason, I think Spotify's shadow banning me. I don't know if you know that, but I got to figure that out. But anyways, you want to help me out? 5-star review. If you really want to help me out, support the show on one of the supporter feeds. Links are always in the show notes. Till next time, stay positive.